U.S. aims to build maritime prosperity zone in Alaska. The White House's Maritime Action Plan has started translating strategy into institutional execution over the past year. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has announced billions of dollars in funding initiatives for maritime and port-related projects. Acting Navy Secretary Hung Chau has outlined an industrial-focused shipbuilding vision that aims to rebuild maritime capacity. Maritime Administrator Stephen Carmel has emphasized the importance of logistics capacity, energy security, and commercial resilience during congressional testimony. The challenge is whether the U.S. can coordinate national efforts coherently enough to build maritime ecosystems that align shipping demand, shipbuilding, infrastructure, freight connectivity, financing, and workforce capacity into reinforcing systems capable of sustaining activity at scale. Concentration is key to building maritime power, as demonstrated by China's successful approach to industrial revival and supply chain resilience. The U.S. cannot fully replicate China's methodology, particularly models of overcapacity and opaque financing. However, American leaders can still align innovation around maritime strongholds through infrastructure investment, commercial demand, regional specialization, capital formation, and sustained execution. Ultimately, the goal is to create a self-sustaining maritime industry that supports global trade and economic growth.